Well, I think I am a disgusting individual, apparently.
I agree.
We've told you.
Okay. Let's find out if you're disgusting or not.
Okay. We've told him to.
Let's discuss that.
I have the gross truth about wearing footwear or shoes in your house.
Okay.
Do you who wears their shoes in their house?
I do.
Okay, so Cato, you do too. I thought you took yours off and wear socks sometimes.
Well, I do sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, but if I'll get home from work and I've got something to do, I won't take my shoes off until I'm home and I'm ready for bed.
Okay.
I take mine off and leave them right there at the door on Main Street.
Not only.
Wow. Heidi, they're that bad?
Well, you know, I'm telling you, they don't. Sometimes I can't find them in the morning. So, someone's got them on, but.
Leave those shoes outside.
Way outside.
Not only do I take my shoes off, but I ask other people to take their shoes off too. So no one wears their shoes upstairs in our house, and really not even downstairs. But we have hardwoods downstairs. Upstairs, carpet, no shoes.
Okay.
And I don't know when I became that person, but I like it.
Okay. Now, I will say, well, I'll get to that in just a second, but they say there's so many germs and bacteria that can be brought in from your shoes, including toxins and E. coli.
Well, duh, you wear them in, like, public restrooms.
That's
true.
No, I take them off when I go to the public restroom.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, I leave them outside the door. Yeah.
That'd be
funny. I don't want to get them nasty. Y'all are dirty.
They're not always there when he gets done, but...
Okay, well, 26% of shoes worn inside the homes are contaminated with Clostridium.
Let me see it.
Yeah, here you go. What's that word, teacher?
Colostomy.
No.
Clostridium difficile. Yeah. C. diff. They call it C. diff.
C. diff.
It's all also my rapper name, by the way.
C. diff. That is a nasty thing to get.
You are a big germ.
Okay. They say that this bacteria can cause stomach pain and explosive diarrhea.
Oh.
So
that's why I don't wear my shoes in the house.
Yeah.
Because I don't really like explosive diarrhea.
Who does?
But now in this room, who has the worst stomach problems?
Well, that's true, Tom.
I have IBS.
Yeah, okay.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Okay. So they say that removing your shoes will obviously help with this situation inside your house.
Well, a lot, since you're not bringing it in then.
Okay. They say there's also plenty of bacteria on socks or bare feet. If you are, you know...
Well, what are we supposed to wear then?
I know.
But, I mean, how much bad bacteria is on your socks
and feet? Well, not as much, obviously, as the shoes, they say in this article. But
right.
The best way to combat this is vacuum and clean the carpets or the floors in your house at least once per week.
I would think that would matter if you've got a baby crawling around. That would be very important to know.
True, but... How much does a vacuum really get rid of C. diff?
Yeah, I would think a vacuum wouldn't matter that much.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't want to bring it in to begin with. Or you got to call, like, Zero Res and have them sanitize your carpets.
I will say this. My kids' feet stink so bad.
Okay.
I'm curious if yours do. Does your kids have stinky feet?
No.
Okay, because Judah will take his shoes off as soon as he gets in the car when I pick him up at car line. And I'm like, please do not do that. he props him up on the
headrest.
Yeah, the armrest. And I'm like, get your feet down.
Are you letting him wear shoes without socks?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
Are you giving him baths?
Yes.
I was just making sure because that would be my first two thoughts.
You know what? Go home today and smell your kids' feet.
My kids' feet do not stink.
Yeah.
And cotton socks matter if you're getting like more polyester, nylon, whatever.
Okay.
They don't absorb the moisture but like the cotton does.
Even their cousins' feet stink.
Really? My kids' feet don't stink. I mean, I don't want to brag or nothing, but they don't. It's I feel like that commercial in the Super Bowl where they're like, Tommy's poop just don't stink. And he's like, Mom, what is Febreze? And they're like, you're not Tommy, whatever his name was.
Well, and I'm kind of curious if there's anybody listening, what do you do with the kids' shoes that smell bad?
You get Dr. Scholl's powder and Gold Bond powder, and you wash them more often and use cotton thick socks, and you buy them new shoes more often.
When I was younger, my feet, they were awful.
Yeah.
And I'd spray cologne, I'd spray deodorant.
Me too, Cato.
Anything to try to air them out.
What was so bad is, like, I would put my dad's Old English in there, and that smelled actually worse than the feet smell.
The only time in my life I've had bad smelling feet was I went through a phase where I didn't wear socks. And that will stink up your shoes fast because you've sweat in there. And then since there's no sock to absorb it, it just keeps on building up sweat in your hot shoe.
Well, I appreciate all this information.
You're welcome, Heidi. Hers are still on Main Street.
Could we order breakfast now? I'm strangely hungry for something with cheese.
Kato, call the IHOP and say, hey, C. Diff needs his breakfast now.
They know who I am.
Yeah. Extra cheesy.
His rapper name. Welcome to the stage, C. Diff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.